Good afternoon. This is the regular board meeting of the Board of Directors. It's Wednesday, June 17th, 2026. Our closed session will start at 4 o'clock, and we'll be back at 5 o'clock for open session.
Roll call vote?
We'll call vote.
Who's here?
Roll call.
Roll call vote.
Attendance?
Yeah.
Director Butler?
Here.
Director Gear?
Here.
Director Jenko?
Here.
Director Beebe is absent, and so is Director Merchant. We'll try our hardest not to call their names again. I was going to call them anyway.
Are we placing bets?
Yeah.
Well, it's her. She's smarter than me, so.
Okay.
All right.
So now we'll adjourn to closed session.
Adjourn to closed session, conference with legal counsel.
Existing threatened litigation.
Yeah, counsel with legal counsel, existing threatened litigation pursuant to Government Code 54956.9D1.
One
case, River Canyon Properties LLC versus Rancho Marietta CSD et al.
Okie doke.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, it's 5 p.m. and we are recording.
This is the regular meeting of the Board of Directors. We've just returned from closed session, and there's no action to report. So moving on to
And we adjourned about 4:40 from the closed session.
Okay. Thank you. Public comments. The public comments. Can everybody hear me? The public comments section is for the Board of Directors to receive comments. Except for brief questions for clarification, no discussion or action may be taken on any item that is not listed on the agenda. If you wish to speak during comments from the public or would like to comment regarding an item appearing on the meeting agenda, you must complete a public comment card and submit it to the board secretary prior to public comments or the item you wish to comment on. Speakers presenting individual opinions shall have 3 minutes to speak. Speakers presenting opinions of groups shall have 5 minutes to speak. Each individual will be limited to one comment per item. Thank you. consent calendar?
We have public comments.
We have public
comments regarding the Water Vision Working Group. So Steve Booth.
I've tried really hard to stay away. But the disingenuity and hypocrisy that was evident in the discussion at last month's board meeting about the Water Vision Group demands comment. The developer slant of that group is obvious. Any claim to the contrary is simply incredulous. Quick analysis. Director Jenko has a long history of alignment and advocacy for building more high-end homes in our community. Tom Shushuk has continued to advance the misguided argument that we need to build more homes in order to preserve the integrity, financial integrity of the country club. As I've stated more than once, you could build 5,000 more homes and it doesn't guarantee a single new member at the country club. Jeff Pearson, come on. His employer has consistently argued for more rooftops in this community. His employer has a huge stake in seeing additional development on both sides of the highway within Rancho Murrieta. Rod Hart, before he retired, may have been neutral. Mr. Mabee's vulgar remark notwithstanding, I think that staff in acting positions are very unlikely to challenge that juggernaut of developer advocacy. The last operations director to do so was immediately chastised by at least one director and the previous general manager. Let's just call it what it is. It's a group attempting to find more water to support more development. That simple. Just own it. It's not that hard. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Tom.
Wow, and I get to follow that. So obviously I totally disagree with everything you said, Steve, but that's fine. So my comment was more to you, Linda, and John. We, at the Improvements Committee meeting, we talked about the Water Vision Working Group on what our charter was and what we've finished and what we haven't done. And obviously we heard a lot from Randy, we heard a lot from Bill on their opinions on that. You and John were both in the back of the room listening, and I knew you couldn't speak because of Brown Rule acts and all that other stuff, but I wanted to give you guys the opportunity at this board meeting open to say if you had any comments or questions about the fact of what the board has chartered us to do, what we have finished, and what we still have left to do. Else, we'll talk about it at the next board meeting a month from now. And obviously, John's not here, so I guess my question is just to you, Linda.
This is not the forum for that. 3 minutes, no discussion.
Okay, so then we'll talk about it next month when it might be on the...
On the agenda.
On the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, thank you.
No more.
Is that it?
No more?
Oh, yes, this is number four. Yes, Mr. Jeff, sorry. Jeff Pearson with Rancho Marietta Properties, happily a developer. And actually, I've never said otherwise. So it's interesting the comments of somebody that hasn't been involved in the process. Anyway, 1995 RMCSD and Anderson Agreement, 1,400 acre-feet of water, 2012 to 2018 RMCSD Well Augmentation Project, 600 acre-feet of water. The 1991 Second Amendment to the 1986 ASA, 1,400 acre-feet of water. The 2016 WSA, about 1,400 acre-feet of water. These all have things in common. These are all agreements and engineered quantities. For more than three decades, this district has been specifically obligated to increase the water supply available for build-out and the community. Secondarily, and just as importantly, it would develop a second source of supply besides the surface water, which is probably even more important. To date, the net result of this vitally important raw water available to the community is zero. We made no progress at all. Recently, the Water Vision Working Group was formed to work with consultants on other water matters and indirectly restarted this process. The group quickly, as far as these processes are concerned, moved through the assigned tasks to resistance, namely requesting legal advice from the district, which was ultimately not granted to the group. One important finding, in our opinion, that didn't require legal advice was to begin the next logical step to the WSC siting study, namely to have a hydrogeologist with specificity identify the water sites. Instead, three members of the board chose to put the proverbial cart before the horse, install the process yet again. Defeat from the jaws of victory. We can debate the engineering need versus the inflated numbers, but the fact is we need to actually begin the work. Within the last year, and looking at the 26-27 budget, I see no money identified or budgeted to further this process. All we hear is what we can't do. The ominous SB 552, which isn't the juggernaut that's been advertised, is the UWMP process, which is still presently unknown. Interpreting a draft IWMP makes no sense to me at all. I'm not going to go away. I'm going to continue to come before you, and I'm going to, every chance I get, and I'm going to show you how we can do this versus why we can't.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments.
Thank you. Anything else? Okay. Moving on to the consent calendar. Can everybody hear me? Am I speaking loud enough?
Yeah.
Okay, yell. Approval of board meeting minutes and committee meeting minutes. That's one and two. Bills paid listing, and then C through J have already been discussed, at improvements, et cetera. If anybody has any questions about them.
Are there any items that the board members would like to pull for further discussion from the consent calendar?
No. No.
Any public comment on the consent calendar?
No.
So, do we have a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, sir.
I'll second it.
Very good.
Okay, review of district.
Roll call vote.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Pierre?
Yes.
And Director Django?
Aye.
Thank you.
Item six, review district meeting dates and times, July 2026. Everybody okay with these meeting dates?
It has come to my attention that Travis wants to make a comment. And so does Brandon.
Can we, I'm requesting, Brandon and myself are going to be in Modesto at a conference, the 30th, the 1st, and the 2nd. So I was humbly requesting if we can move the improvements committee 1 week.
And the security committee.
And the security committee. Please.
To the following week, so that would put them on, which John's on security, so. And he hasn't told me his calendar for July, but that would put improvements on June 8th and security.
July
8th and security on July 9th. Is that okay, Randy and Bill?
That's fine with me.
Hang on, Randy's looking.
Improvements going to stay on Wednesday?
It's yes, and improvements is regularly scheduled for the first Wednesday of the month. We've changed the schedule. It is now officially the first Wednesday of the month at 8 a.m. Keep up.
I'm fine.
Okay, thank you very much.
And the security meeting.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
I'd like to make a motion.
And I'll check with John.
Check with John, okay.
We'll talk about how you're going to pay.
I'd like to make a motion to approve. No.
Item seven, there's no correspondence. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Correct. Staff and committee reports, general manager.
I will keep mine very brief. Again, we will have an election for four board seats this November. Please tell your friends. Please consider running for the board. It's an exciting thing to do. There's lots happening, and it's really a great opportunity to help shape the community and the district. We are continuing with our search for a new general manager. The interviews will start hopefully the first week in July, second week in July. And I've got my fingers crossed that the board falls in love with somebody, and there's somebody new here by the beginning of August, last week in July. Fingers crossed. HR, we're working on the personnel manual, very exciting. And we are almost finished with that, hoping to bring it back in July. And then protecting our reservoirs from invasive species. That is the conference that Brandon and Travis are going to attend with the Department of Fish and Wildlife later this month, next month. Because we just can't get mussels, snails, mollusks, all those nasty critters in our water supply. They'll learn how to inspect boats and watercrafts that are going in so that we can make sure that they're clean when they're going in. And we'll start immediately with this month's pipeline, an education program to help the community understand how to check the boat themselves and make sure that they're not bringing any hitchhikers in. And we had a very preliminary meeting with RMA to discuss them transferring the security department to them. Any questions? Was that quick? Was that like less than 2 minutes?
That was quick.
Yes. Questions? Thank you.
Okay. Next up is Brandon. He's here to give his own report.
Okay. Hold on.
Technical difficulty. Brandon, you can go ahead and start.
Okay. All full-time security department positions are currently filled. Current staffing levels are 7 full-time gate officers, 6 part-time gate officers, 4 full-time patrol officers, and 17 total employees, including 6 probationary employees. During the month of May, I coordinated North Gate repairs with A&D gates for the damages caused by the collision on May 17th. The total estimated cost to be $22,525.62. Our GSMR insurance was notified. Contacted Fish and Wildlife, and they have connected us with a field scientist who has been in communications about possibly implementing invasive species prevention programs within Rancho Marietta, to which, when successful, can open up opportunities for government grants. Fish and Wildlife has mentioned other communities like Lake Wildwood and Lake of the Pines have already done these programs. And vehicle unit 53 rear passenger tire had substantial air leak and was repaired. Continue to work very closely with RMA and continue to enforce the rules. And then for my incidents of notes, on May 17th, one of the major incidents that happened was a traffic collision at the North Gate resident lane, or resident slash vehicle visitor lane. An inbound vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed, crossed from the resident lane into the guest lane, struck the median and gate infrastructure, became airborne, and overturned after colliding with the gatehouse entry equipment. And then security personnel there called the proper EMS to get him some help. He had to get extradited out of the vehicle. CHP responded, and substantial damages were present at the North Gate. So you already heard about how much it all cost, and the driver lived. He's okay. Our gate officer is okay. It did hit the building. So everybody with staff personnel, they're all good, and we're working on getting that repaired.
I wanted to add something, if I may. The $22,525 that we submitted to our insurance company, GSRMA, they will cover that claim, and it's a $1,000 copay. So that you don't have to add that to the budget.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, it's next year. It's this year budgets.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
So.
Isn't that RMA's responsibility to fix that building?
They fix the building, but we have to fix the gate.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is.
The gate equipment's our responsibility. They do the structural.
Okay.
Yeah. So they. Who knows how much their bill is?
I didn't realize that was included. Why are we fixing the building?
That was just for the gate. No. Took it out. I'll go ahead and give a brief IT report. The IT department is still working on and hopefully will finish the nano beam, which is the internet that goes from this building back to the warehouse. We added a really nice conference room sound system, audio system, to the conference room. And so it's seamless and we can finally hear. I know most of you haven't been in the conference room, but that's always been an issue. We're looking at technology that's going to add video, so we can record the board, and televisions or something, so that not only you can see what's in the packet, but the board can see it, and so that we have better audio here in this room too. So we're working on that. Almost done with new computers. Still learning about cybersecurity. Working on with the network failover for Greenfield using Starlink. So as soon as the internet goes down with Greenfield, which it does, it'll automatically seamlessly hook over to Starlink. And then, because every time the internet goes down, the gates go down. And so they can't check anybody in or anybody out. So we're almost finished with that project. Surveillance cameras, the first phase is complete. Hardware in the gates, shacks, has been updated, and all systems are now running on Windows 11. Yay. The second phase of the project is currently on hold, awaiting approval and allocation of funds after the audits are complete. We're working on the nano beam and updating inventory and disposal of equipment. Any questions?
Thank you.
Okay. We won't have a finance report this month because we didn't have a finance committee meeting.
We're having a big finance report. The operations report?
Yeah. So here's my operations report for June. The water treatment plant, both plants are currently running. For April, plant one produced a total of 31.446 million gallons, and plant two produced 16.4 and some change gallons of water for consumption. As of May 31st, the total potable water production for 2026 is 120.8 million gallons or 507.8 acre feet. Both plants are currently in operation, and we are currently producing 2.3 million gallons a day to meet demand. Raw storage, Granley's pump station now is off for the season. May 31st was our last pumping day. We pumped a total of 655.97 million gallons or 2,013.18 acre feet. We were able to once again top off all three of our lakes up to the top of the 2 foot batter boards. So we're good this year. Yay! Hooray! Current water, Clementia, Chesbro, and Calero, they're all 100%. Those are showing over 100% because of the batter boards. These are the numbers for the total available water for potable treatment and the total available water in all three reservoirs. And then the bottom line is the total available water we have, wastewater we have to treat for to turn into recycled water. We have roughly 197 million gallons. The next page or page and a half are just the graphs for the different lakes. And then the 25-26 capital improvement tracker, I will be changing that once probably for next report to show the New Year's capital improvement plans. Wastewater. The wastewater facility is online, and we are producing reclaimed water. We're currently producing about 1.6 million gallons a day to meet demand for the golf course. And for May, we had an average daily influence of about 0.4 million gallons a day coming in. Next is the utility report for the different things that they did, replace meters, water leaks, USAs, stuff like that. The next are the current projects that we have. The Equestrian Center culvert repair is scheduled to start July 1st and is projected to take a month. And the whole 14 culvert repair, that project has been completed. And the Clementia Spillway, that project was supposed to work the middle of June. The utility department's had some other issues, so they'll be putting that off probably till July. Hopefully I should be able to get a little bit more information on that once Corey's stuff's kind of settled down a little bit. So. Development updates, the current connections that I currently have is 2938, and then the lots for the Riverview and the residents. I do have one other thing that just came to my attention after I did this. The State Water Resources Control Board has issued new maximum contaminant levels for manganese. We do have manganese that happens in our lakes during the summertime. I will. I've read up on the new response level and notification issue. I will be bringing it to the improvements committee with the report and with the because we have new stuff that we have to report every quarter. But we are currently within the guidelines and have been. The new guidelines say that we have to report quarterly our manganese in the treated water. We do it monthly, so we're reporting better than what's required. But it started June 1st, and so there's just different reporting requirements that we'll have to be doing. And some of it is if we do. Because some of the reporting is on a running annual basis, and some of it is an immediate one. And if we fall over that maximum contaminant level, then the first level is reporting it to the governing body, which would be the board of directors. So I just kind of want to give you an eye, bring it up to let you know that this is something new from starting June 1st. Okay? The current 2025 Consumer Confidence Report is out. I finished that. It has been posted on our website. It's been sent to the state. It's been given to RMA. It's been sent over to the village, and it will be posted at the post office here in the next day or two. It's on the website, and yep, a link will be put into the bill.
Every bill.
For every bill, because we have to notify the consumer. We did very well in 2025. We didn't have any major violations that we had to report. And so I'm very proud of my staff and the hard work that they've done to continue to do that. So, other than that, I don't have anything else. If you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them. Yes, ma'am.
I was very excited to see the aquatic harvesting that's going to take place in Calero. Mm-hmm. Chesbrough.
Mm-hmm.
Desperately needed.
Yes.
But I'm wondering also about Calero. Do we need to harvest in Calero?
No, we've never harvested in Calero. Our main problem, obviously, is in Chesbrough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they'll also do the area where the people swim in Clementia.
Oh, that's my other question.
Yeah, so so those are the two areas. And then what we're doing is we're going to be doubling up this year. Mm-hmm. We are also, the board approved two algae chemical treatments this summer. Solitude just did our testing about a week ago. We're waiting for the results on that. And then if it shows that it's needed, we'll get the first testing done. And then the aquatic harvesting, I think I have him scheduled. I'll have to look, see what I have him scheduled,
okay,
but that's going to be happening too.
Thank you. I'm very pleased that we're on there.
I'm trying to avoid a last year taste and odor issue. Last year was I'm a little ashamed of.
So, Travis, I see where the sod hasn't all been replaced at hole 14. Is that the country club?
That's country club. Yes.
They're doing. That was the agreement that we would, and they would do the sod.
Yes, sir. They were supposed to just remove it and put it back. You reuse the same.
Okay. Thank you. moving on to action items. Action item number 9: approve the 2026 Cosumnes River Watershed Sanitary Survey update. $37,990.
Yeah, so I'll take that. Every 5 years, we have to update our sanitary survey for the district. It covers our watershed, it covers the lakes, it covers anything that could potentially flow into the lakes from runoff. And the state requires that we update it every 5 years. I spoke with two people, and this company, the other company was like in the $100-something thousand. They stopped looking at it once they hit $100,000. So this company, they don't know why it was like that, but they are more than willing to do it and have it ready for us to bring to committee and board and to be able to submit by December 31st, which is the deadline.
Okay, great. We need to take a vote on that? Yes.
Yep. Okay. Move to approve the 2026.
Oh, we have comments.
We're public comments.
Oh, comments, okay.
Jeff Pearson has a comment.
I don't know. Please, sorry.
Jeff Pearson with Rancho North. I had asked Travis to find out, since we're considering changing the permitting on Lake Clementia. I believe, and I've been, from what I've been informed, that if we do this, then it would require either a new sanitary survey or a modification to the sanitary survey. You didn't, did you check?
I did not. I didn't, she didn't want to, I didn't want them to do any work or anything to until I got something approved.
Okay.
I will write that down, and I will, now that it's approved, I will be contacting her tomorrow.
Sounds great.
And I will go from there.
Okay.
And I'm just one simple, could you just shoot me an email as a reminder?
I sure will.
Thank you.
I'm happy to. Yeah, this, you know, for those that weren't at that meeting, this is, relates to the Water Vision Working Group working on permitting Lake Clementia. I believe that there's a crossover in between that sanitary survey report and what we're going to have to do to change Lake Clementia and efficiency of not having to do it twice. Good.
Thank you.
I'll send you an email.
Any other comments?
That is it.
Okay. So, going to take a roll call vote.
Yes.
Randy, you?
No. I'll make the motion to approve the 2026 Cosumnes River Watershed Sanitary Survey Update for $37,990.
I second that motion.
Okay.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Gear?
Yes.
And Director Janko?
Aye.
Thank you.
Didn't you have another comment? Oh, no, that was number 10.
Okay. Okay. Action item number 10. Approve proposed FY26-27 budget, including capital improvement projects and adaptation of corresponding resolution 2026-13, approving the proposed budget for FY26-27. Okay. Cecilia, do you have?
This budget is exactly what I talked about last month. No change there. I only prepare the graph, which represent the budget from last time.
Uh-huh.
So no change at all.
Okay.
And then Diana and I prepared the budget packet, which has the org chart, the directors and the staff members, our information sheet, history about the district. It's all boilerplate. So if there are any questions about this, any board have any questions?
Comments.
Do you have a public comment? Bob Kyle. Hello, Bob Kyle, 534. Looking through the budget, you have a UWMP in there at $500,000. Been doing a little bit of checking in. The price on those is probably closer to $200,000. So you have an item in there that has not been approved or had an estimate or bids. Why don't we have any money in the budget for the emergency storage tank for design and engineering?
Is it for me to answer?
That sounds more like a question than a comment, Bob.
I can ask questions during comment period.
Yes, you sure can, but right. I think that doesn't sound like a quick answer question.
Right. No, it's a quick one.
Okay.
The urban water management plan was approved through the improvement plan committee and also last board meeting.
approved to be. Bob, I think it's based on the quote that we got from WCS last time. And you may be right. It may be half that. But that's what they wanted, and so that's what we based it on.
Okay, so but you approved putting it onto the budget. You didn't approve the UWMP.
Yes. Yeah, we have to get bids for it.
We haven't approved the contract, so
we don't have any bids.
Yeah, all of these we have still have to go out and get bids for it.
I understand.
Yeah.
So, why did we not include any engineering or design for the emergency water tank in the budget?
I think we're still in discussion with those items, and nothing firm. It's on my budget that we need to put in the budgets. So we have never, I have no direction from the board that we are going to do that.
Why hasn't the board directed the finance people to put an allowance or into the budget for emergency storage tank planning and design?
Because nothing has been
And I think I sent you an email with the detailed information already.
I got what you sent me, yeah.
That's a good point, Bob. I think because everything is so in flux, because we don't know what it is that we're going to do. So I guess the process would be to ask Domenichelli for some pricing on the engineering and so on and so forth and get it in the budget. You're absolutely right about that.
Okay, and then the second item is, why aren't there any water augmentation projects put in this budget?
I send you all this information in email.
I'm asking already. The board. I appreciate that. There's no money in there for the conversion of Clementia, for the application process and the testing. Travis has already has an idea of how much the testing is going to cost. We know it needs to be done, but it didn't make it into the budget.
It's absolutely okay to do that because we can always go back and amend as we have definitely answer as to what we're going to do. So we have the funding and we can always go back and amend.
I understand so we can, but I don't understand why we don't do it now.
Well, we don't have any estimates or anything at this point. So once we
don't have an estimate on the UWMP either, and that's... that's in the budget. Don't roll your eyes at me, Patrick.
Well, we did. We did
Thank
have an
you
estimate.
For your comments, you do not have Mr. Kyle.
You don't have an estimate for the UWMP. They're $150,000.
Okay.
Last question.
There's no more questions. There's no more comments.
They took half my time answering my questions. Mm-hmm. Amelia, come on. There's also nothing in the budget for test wells. We spent a bunch of money on the WSC siting study, and we paid all that money. But yet we don't have any money in the budget for test wells in the next fiscal year. Why didn't that make it into the budget?
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. Any more public comment?
Any more questions?
No. Don't fill out a form, Jeff. We trust you.
Yeah, Jeff Pearson with Rancho North. Bob and I have talked about this a little bit too. We do have an estimate for the extension to the siting study from Dunn, and that's something that the board rolled to some other later date. There should have been something put in there for that. I mean, there's greater than $2.7 million right now in that fund. I'm no accountant or financial guy, but there's a lot of money sitting there that nothing has been done with, and. Last year nothing was done, and it doesn't look like this year anything's going to be done. It looks like it's not a priority. We had a hydrogeologist come in here and give you a presentation, and he gave you a price. Should that not be in there?
The board voted not to approve that
at that point, at this
project.
Point. So we're not going to do any water augmentation. There's no plans to do it with the 2.7 plus that's sitting there.
Yep.
Okay.
Which doesn't mean that the board can't instruct us to do, something next month, and then we'll just amend the budget.
Yeah.
So no more public comments.
Okay.
Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve item FY2627, including the capital improvements projects. Do I have a second?
Yeah. I second that motion.
Okay. All right. Action item number 11.
Okay, let's go ahead and vote.
No, I'm sorry.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Geer?
Yes.
Director Janko?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Action item number 11. Approve the ordinance 02026/02, increasing water, sewer, and solid waste service charges and storm drainage and security special taxes.
And we have a public comment. Mr. Ed Hemzevi?
Good afternoon, members of the board. These meetings are more fun than I thought. I should start coming more often.
For whom?
Ed Hamzawi, 7166 Via Bernini and Retreats North, Rancho Marina North. My wife and I moved here just over a couple years ago, and so we don't have an extensive history of this, but I'm really here to comment on the proposed rate increases.
Is your mic on? Is it green?
I don't see a color. Oh, yeah, there it's green down there.
Oh, okay.
Would you speak directly into the microphone, sir?
Hold it up there, yeah.
Okay, is that better?
Thank you.
Okay. Regarding the proposed rate increases, and specifically for the water and wastewater rates, which are significant increases, as you may imagine, having myself retired from a public utility and worked there many years, I know that if we had ever proposed rate increases of that magnitude, we would have had a public outcry you wouldn't believe. And I'm shocked, actually, at how little response this community has had regarding that. And again, it may be a historical issue. The main reasons for it given are the need for keeping up on capital improvements for maintenance of the system, and the idea that we're making up for prior rate and inadequate rate increases over time. I think those are the two main issues that were given. I would say this, that I presented to you all in an email, members of the board yesterday, an email that compares the cost of water and wastewater for Rancho Marietta with other utilities in the Sacramento area, and we already pay substantially more for water and wastewater here than others. So I find it a little bit hard to understand why, if we're making up for prior inadequate rate increases, why it's already so costly here. Maybe it's a scale issue, maybe it isn't. Again, I don't have the extensive history of that. But this is even before the rate increases. So with the proposed rate increases, we're going to be ending up paying almost 2.5 to 3 times more than anyone else in Sacramento County for water and wastewater. I just find that a little bit hard to sort of absorb and understand. The second issue I would say is that if we're trying to do improvements and maintenance, that there may be other ways to find funds to pay for those things besides directly through a rate-based approach. And so that to me is maybe something else that may be considered. The last thing I would say here too is that if we ever contemplated a rate increase of 30% plus or 60% in some cases, or close to 60% on the base rates, that from a customer experience perspective, simply it would be more wise to spread those out over a few years so that we as customers and residents here could absorb those costs in a more timely way. For example, and I sent you this in a letter earlier, if you do a 10% rate increase over 3 years, you net out 33% total, which is kind of what you're asking for anyway in the proposed rate increases, which would make it a little bit more palatable for us. So I guess in summary, I would request or ask the board to reconsider the rate increases being proposed, and maybe for a temporary time to just keep us going on the same rates we have, and request that the staff come back to the board with a more reasonable and rational rate proposal that maybe at least, if needed to have such significant rate increases, spreads that out over a few years. So that's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No more public comments.
Okay. So I'd like to, as an action item, we need to approve ordinance 0202602, increasing water, sewer, and solid waste service charges and storm drainage and security special taxes. Sorry.
Make a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve item 11.
Second? I'll second it.
Discussion?
Any discussion from the board?
I don't know.
I'm asking, are we going to have discussion?
Yeah, I don't know if we can do that. I don't mean... Yeah. I don't mean... Okay. I don't know after months of going over the budget and going through this whole process if we can... We can't delve into that again. Amelia, there's... Right, there's legal ramifications, time limits, letters have been sent out.
We can always dive into it, as you put it. The question is, if we changed it, then yes, we're not going to be able to implement certain things at this time.
So, in other words, it's in process. This is the last part of the process.
Yes.
And we've already sent the letters out, et cetera. So, this is it.
But the board, you're the board. You can do whatever you want.
No, you can't.
Well, I want to comment a little bit. In our budget, next budget, we're planning to do a rate study just to do that comparison with other city, and they'll be looking at all our expenses incurred in the past 5 years to see if our rate increase is justified.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have that and a good financial, we can go out and get a lot of grants, and that's my plan to lower the cost here. So we do have a plan in place to further lower the cost, but we need to work hard on all the audits.
Cecilia, didn't your original packet on this contain comparisons to other districts? And I mean, we've looked at that, right?
I did pull other utility to see what their rates are and what's the average compared to our rate increase for the past 5 years, and we're not increasing as much as they are.
Yeah.
And so
the other thing Cecilia did was that she did a complete comparison on cost, particularly in water operations, but a complete study and comparison to other things that we've been experiencing, in other words, increases in chemicals.
You did a good couple of graphs on that, and we're actually doing pretty good. I know it's a shock, but we're doing pretty good compared to other people.
Right.
And Travis gave a presentation last month showing that all of our chemicals are doubling in cost over the last
month? At least doubling, more than that.
Yeah.
So we have done investigation into all of these issues. It's not something that has been taken lightly at all. And my only recommendation would be to, where's the gentleman? Oh, okay. If we can help you look at this and understand this better, I don't know what else to say.
I understand. I mean, it was kind of like a Hail Mary here, because I thought that it was already done and dusted. But when you sent the thing, please send a letter of protest, I expected a larger outcry from the community than you got.
We've already been through that.
Yeah, and I'm just really shocked that a 30% average with a 60% almost rate increase in the base rate, which means that I use no drop of water at all, I'm still paying 60% more than... It just seems really out of line and outrageous. So I guess people don't care, but I maybe I'm just a voice crying in the wind.
I think people care.
And, yeah, absolutely.
And we've seen that in the last few years. We ended up with no rate increase, and then
3 years ago,
and then a minimal increase, and that's how we got to where we're at. I think if you look at the portion of your bill that goes to reserves, capital improvement reserves, you'll see that it's a substantial portion of it, and it's a big increase. And the reason for that is if you go look at the status of our reserves fund, you'll see that, in fact, I don't know how much you know about the history of this, but we had a grand jury look at what we were doing and give us a report, and the biggest thing that came out of that was how underfunded our reserves are. And that's what we've been dealing with and trying to make right for 5 years, and this might finally get us on the road to where we should be.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the information that was provided. It was very detailed and allowed me to really kind of dig into the analysis and do all of that. So I appreciate the transparency. It's just that the amount was kind of shocking to see. And I would, you know, again, I appreciate what you said about looking for ways to augment the fund through other sources, grants or other means that might be available, so that maybe in the future we don't have such significant rate increases. Mm-hmm.
We need to get our feet in the ground with a plan. Water operations, just again, to talk about that for a minute. Every month, every week, on a regular basis, we are repairing things. We are fixing things. Mm-hmm. This is a 50-year-old infrastructure. It has to be taken care of. And without past increases in planning for this future infrastructure issues, this is where we are.
Yeah,
this
I mean, I totally recognize that economies of scale on our system are probably a big deal, given that we're comparing ourselves to the city of Sacramento or Folsom or others, but still the fact that it's almost three times as much cost to run a water and wastewater system here seemed like a bit out of line. So, but again, I'm not an expert in water and wastewater. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
The community's worn out. It's good.
Well, that's exactly what's
going on. No other comments?
No, ma'am.
Okay. We'll take a vote.
We have a motion and a second. Yes, we would take a vote.
So I think Director Geer motioned. Director Butler second. So now we take the vote.
Right.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Geer?
Yes.
And Director Janko?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, we're heading for a time record here.
Item 12, director's comments. I did want to make a few comments because this is tough, and our guest, our resident, has brought up many of the issues that we have talked about and discussed and hope that we can improve upon in the future. But I wanted to thank Cecilia for her diligence and her detailed work on producing our budget.
Thank you.
I also wanted to thank Amelia and Diane for making the efforts on our website and explain and educate our residents' website and pipeline, and explain and educate our residents about the budget process and why the year is so difficult. And finally, I want to thank the community for your support, your understanding, and your acceptance of this difficult situation and the need for such dramatic increases. It's not easy. When we just appreciate the fact that the community has supported us. Thank you very much. Okay, we're adjourned.
5:52.